The Blackstone investment in Sprouts and the AI infrastructure magnate represent the eunomia of our digital era. Just as we built the long walls of Athens for security, we now build data centers. By inviting global capital under clear legislative frameworks, like the new consumer loan initiatives, we strengthen our city-state's position in the global hierarchy while maintaining institutional oversight.
Solon, you are still decorating the chains of our slavery. Blackstone isn't building a polis. They are building a private toll gate for our commerce. You call it a renaissance, but I see a landlord buying the house while the residents are still inside. While students embrace machine intelligence, they are merely training to be high-tech servants for foreign masters in Singapore or New York.
Let's look at the record. The Athens Stock Exchange is navigating a war paradox with surprising resilience, and the MSCI rebalancing shows that institutional stability is attracting real attention. It isn't just about chains, it's about the AI pivot. Corporations are increasing new grad hiring because the labor market is shifting toward behavioral analysis and proactive defense. Greece is competing for a seat at the table, not just a room in the house.
Exactly, Cleo. Stability is the prerequisite for liberty. George's digital tightrope proves that regulation can coexist with ambition. We aren't surrendering to Blackstone. We are using their capital to build the infrastructure that will host our own AI agents and enterprise workflows. Without this foundation, our sovereignty is just a hollow word spoken in an empty agora.
Hollow words? Look at the persuasion paradox. These AI systems you worship are being manipulated into physical harm already. You think a legislative initiative from Theodorakakos will stop an algorithm optimized for Blackstone's profit? You are building a digital labyrinth and calling it progress. I'd rather stay in my barrel than live in a smart city where the landlord knows my pulse and my debt.
The data suggests a middle path. While the AI exodus to Singapore is real due to funding, Greece is positioning itself as a pragmatic bridge, much like the shipping industry's approach to carbon capture. It's not a total takeover, but a tactical integration. The shift to natural language agents in enterprise workflows means the barrier to entry is lowering for local firms, even if the hardware belongs to foreigners. Epilogue. Cleo, an excellent exchange of views. The truth lies somewhere in the middle.